This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? And will Penelope's secret identity as famed gossip writer Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton now, only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday special episode of the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Free. Jordana, it's so great to be back here for another Sunday special. People love these episodes, right?
As usual. Yeah, it's been great. I love it. It's one email. We're going to do a deal reveal. We're doing those a lot lately, and I think that they're really fun, and it's great to like be able to see people's actual text messages, kind of get a sense of what's actually going on. Because, you know, usually when we get these emails, someone writes in, they clearly have a little bit of a bias, and we're not really getting like both sides. So I do feel like the text messages give us a little bit more of a sense of like the nuances of what's going on.
Oh, totally. And there's things to pick out, and they're so relatable. Like, someone once told me that they were like, or maybe it was a tweet. Someone was like, I now write LOL and haha so much less now after hearing other people's texts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, yeah, because, you know, we all do these. We all are doing these subtle, like this new language that exists because we all don't want to feel stupid or weird. So it's like, it's fun to pick those out to see like, we know it because we do it. Is really the point, right?
Definitely. So I think they're really fun. And should we get into this week's email?
Let's get into it. Before we start, send in your screenshots, UUP@Betches.com. Also, share this one. This is the one to share because this is a little appetizer for the full show. And get subscribed. If someone shared this with you, if you're one of those people, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. There's a subscribe button that can make sure that a U Up podcast is sitting there waiting for you when you need it. I don't think you're going to listen to every episode, but I do think you're going to have some dead time that you need to put your brain on the shelf and you need a break. Let Jordana and I take the wheel. Subscribe to the podcast. Also, in addition, I got live shows, Tampa, Florida, Des Moines, Iowa, jaredfree.com, coming out for a socially distanced night of laughs. So let's do it.
All right. I'm going to get into it. Hi, J&J, Feather, love the pod, rated, reviewed, subscribed. I quote the pod all the time and I recommend it to everyone I know. Thank you.
Love it.
Does not go unnoticed, especially when you tell us.
Love it.
Notice it. I'll get to it. 25, female, and living in NYC. About a month ago, I went on a FaceTime date with a guy I met on Bumble. The date went great, and we ended up doing two more FaceTime dates over the holidays. Also, he texted me almost every day leading up to our first date and throughout the holidays. Things were getting pretty flirty, and I decided that I wanted to see him. He lives in Hoboken, not too far from my parents' house. I ended up going over to his apartment. We watched Rush Hour and hooked up. The hookup was fun.
Rush Hour? What year is this email coming from?
There's got to be some guys that are like so intensely benefiting from this pandemic of like that is now like I feel like it is so much more socially acceptable to be like, come over, we'll order some food and watch Rush Hour and then like have sex. Like, it's just so much easier to get someone to your apartment, I feel like.
It is easier to get like I guess the romantic part of this. Like, we read this and we're like, she's like, we watched Rush Hour, we went to his apartment, and we're like, okay. I'm happy they had the FaceTime dates. I'm happy that she felt good going over there. This is on the list of romantic dates. This is somewhere near the bottom. I mean, they couldn't even have sprung for a new movie on, you know, on Apple, like
something he paid for, you know.
What'd you guys do during the TNT commercials? Like, this is a movie that's on TV. Like, I and Rush Hour. Let me not besmirch Rush Hour. Great, hilarious movie. Chris Tucker is unbelievable. I'm actually like, I watched that movie. I've seen
Jared
it a few times.
Jared wants to come too.
I know. I want it on this date. Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan, both talented, but Chris Tucker is like one of the most talented people alive. Like, He's so funny in this movie. Okay, but go on. I'm
he
sorry.
He's really funny. You know, we should do like some sort of Patreon executive level where like you will come to someone's first date and sit on the couch with them while they watch Rush Hour and just scream the whole time.
I'll live scream the movie for your enjoyment. Yeah.
It's going to be an expensive one, but you know, I bet you some people would do it.
Listen, you start saving up for next year's holiday season. Okay.
There you go. The hookup was fun, but in retrospect, I wish we had done drinks or something for our first date in person. After that, he stopped texting as much. We texted here and there, me initiating most of it. Then we had the following exchange. Okay, so I'm going to be her, and you you will be him.
So to rehash, the three FaceTime dates where they're texting all the time, and then they have their rush hour PJ date. They hook up. We don't know what that means. I'm going to assume there was sex, or I'm going to assume someone ejaculated on that date. And then she's looking back saying, wish she had done drinks or something. He stopped texting much. We texted here and there, and she initiated most of it. Then here's where we start.
Right. I assume hookup means sex.
You do?
Unless someone says we hooked up but didn't have sex.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think someone would say made out, or yeah, I guess maybe I would, it could, or sex or something, like you said, like below the waist.
Yeah, I just assume one person ejaculated, meaning probably the dude. Like I kind of lean on the numbers at that point, but I'm with you. Okay, let's assume they had sex. Okay.
So they do that. They have this text exchange. So I'm her. So when do I get to see you again?
When would you like, blushy face emoji? That is, first
I don't
of
like
all,
that.
Yeah, this is already starting bad. When you say, when do I see you again? That is her putting herself out there. She didn't want to have to do that. No woman wants to go on a first date that ends with a hookup, that then has texting that goes nowhere, and have to say that. I would assume, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, this is kind of, I feel like I would say that as like my, I've been waiting for you to ask me out again, but like you're not doing it. So I'm just going to do this. So I don't have to think more. I don't have to, you know, wonder if you're going to ever do this. I'm doing this, but it's definitely not like my first choice.
Yeah. And he thumbs up that text, which is even like insult to injury.
Right. So he says,
when would you like, blushy face? And it's like, that's not what, and he knows this. Let me start by saying, this guy knows what he's doing. Based on the email, I want to like tell this person, he know, first of all, she texts at 3:47 p.m., 4:45 p.m. So an hour later, she's getting a thumbs up and a, when would you like? Based on the story where they're texting every day through the holidays and having this like flirty conversation, then they fuck, that's not, he knows what he should. He knows it's a plan or buy time.
It's a bad sign for me. If I'm her and I like him and I'm trying to date, this is not a good sign for me.
The idea that he doesn't know to ask her on a date right now is crazy.
Right.
I'm especially just saying that from the guy.
She just basically asked him to ask her on a date.
Exactly.
You want to do drinks sometime this week? We could do one of two restaurants that she's suggesting.
Two
we
nice
could do the
ones.
Jeffrey or Jones Wood Foundry. I guess that's not really like incriminating information.
No, and those are very nice places and would be an elevated drink experience. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know if I've heard of Jones Wood Foundry.
It's like it's a good drink spot. Okay.
Okay. So I said, do you want to do drinks sometime this week? We could do the Jeffrey or Jones Wood Foundry.
She's given plans. He writes, very much so, but also want to come hang. Jordana, you were just the breath that every woman just made.
I'm just like, if I were her, I'd be like, this is so much more annoying than like actually can't, sorry, or like interested.
Well, that becomes the question, and what you're speaking from a position, Jordana, of like, you and I are speaking from the easiest positions, both of us. Like, she's in it. She's already done the date. She's like, I want the date too. He's not making it easy. He's acting like a toddler, actually. He's like, well, I don't know. Sure. He, you know, of course I would. He doesn't even fucking make the plan. He doesn't even make it.
Right.
And a piece of him knows he's acting this way. He's doing this on purpose. And then, but for, like, at what point do you become unattracted to this?
Like, right. For me, I mean, objectively, I'm not, like you said, I'm not in it. And I can say, you know, from the perspective of not being in it and looking in, I'm starting to be less attracted to the situation for her.
Yes,
already.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, he literally just was like, yeah, I'll do the date you planned, and then rolled over naked and pointed at his boner for her to suck. Like, that's basically what he did in text.
Honestly, and that goes for anyone. Like, if I had a friend that I was texting like that, like, do you want to hang out? And they were like, yeah, sure. I would be like, and then I, you know what I mean? And then I was like,
yeah,
I was like, let's do this. And they were like, well, do you know what I mean? This isn't just for like the opposite sex. It's like anyone that you're trying to hang out with that's sort of responding in this way would be really annoying.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. So he writes, very much so, but also wanna come hang.
I do, trust me. But TBH, I think last week may have been a little fast for my comfort level. The monkey covering its eyes emoji. Let's grab a drink. Slow things down a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, then. I'm free most of the days. Let me know when you're free. Good night.
Night. Okay. See, okay. At that point, let me stop this for a second. He's not making the date. I haven't read ahead, but I mean...
You know how the story ends?
I just know. Because what he's doing, he's trying to buy time to figure out what he should do. Like, at
right,
that point...
Because if he wanted to go on a date, he probably would have already asked. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Whatever.
Fine.
He's been busy. She says, let's hang out. Here's two ideas. Let me know when you're free. And he's like, I sure will. Good night.
He was free. Yeah. But also, before I sure will, come hang now and suck my dick. Like, that's like when it came, she's like, she gets vulnerable with him. I appreciate her so much. She's like, little fast, you know, she's not blaming him. She's going, little fast for how I'd like to feel better about the date. Here's how I would feel better. And he's like, definitely. Like, what about you
right.
just said,
definitely.
You
let
come
me
hang.
Not address that at all.
Yeah, let me not make a plan. Let me not say, hey, next Thursday at 8, let's do what, you know, at that point, he could kind of lie, but also make her feel good by going, Jones Woods Foundry, 8 p.m. Thursday night. It would be like he made the plan. Like, that's how easy
right.
it would be
She's
for him
letting
to be.
Him think it was his idea.
Totally. Even. And he does. He opts to not do that. So we have, you know, from her perspective. And again, we've all been here. We've all been in this position. I've been in both of these positions. I've been the guy. I've been the girl in this situation. There has to be a point where you go, and again, it's easier for us to say than to do, where you go, ah, fuck this dude. I'm not even a
right.
This is disgusting to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the way we ended the last episode. We were like, he's not texting you for a week after. I feel like if I got a text a week after, I texted a guy and he responded a week later, I'd be like, eh, fuck
yeah.
this dude.
Yeah, and listen, it's hard to get to fuck this person. It's hard.
Especially if you started off pretty into them. Like, she had these FaceTime dates, she built this trust, she feels like, and I get it. It's like, you don't want to take the loss just yet. You're like, let me just hang in there, maybe it'll turn around.
Yeah, okay, so let's
so
go
then
back to the text.
Glimmer of hope that Sunday night.
Okay, so that's, so we end at night, and then that Sunday night, hey, what day works for you? It is a glimmer of hope. And then he writes, we should also make sure we eventually watch Rush Hour 2 and 3.
Sounds like someone is horny on a Sunday night.
You know what gets me off? A little Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. What if that was his thing?
Summer is just around the corner, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul. without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I have a lineup of timeless pieces I want that will keep me looking fresh year after year. I'm wearing a Quince sweater literally right now. They make the best cashmere sweaters, and they're so well priced. It's like, honestly, my dream store. I also have an amazing down comforter from them. They cut out the middleman, and they really just give you these really, really high quality items that last a long time and that they're at an amazing price point. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. If you're like me and shudder at the thought of low-rise jeans and pluck-thin eyebrows making a comeback, you're a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I have to tell you, I'm a huge Clarins fan. I've been using them for years. I love, love, love them. They are such high quality. They're like a legacy brand. My skin always looks better whenever I'm using Clarins products. And it's no different with the Clarins Multi-Active Cream. You've been adulting for a while, so the daily stress of just trying to keep your life together can cause stress aging. Yes, that's a thing. The good news, Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust. Rooted in nature and innovated with science, Clarins has a long legacy of creating industry-first, plant-forward products. Using a skin charger complex made of 2% niacinamide and sea holly bio extract, Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. While Multi-Active Cream can't bring back the golden age of boy bands, it can de-stress your skin. Go to clarins.com/UUP and get Multi-Active Day and Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/UUP with promo code UUP, clarins.com/UUP with promo code UUP. Nothing gives me naked confidence like really nailing a tough workout. There's a real sense of power that comes from pushing your body to its limits and conquering it like a champ. But a very close second, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's the game-changing whole body deodorant for those who love feeling confident from head to toe. And you up listeners can now receive a special offer. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code UUP at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Making sure that I smell good is like one of my top things to feel confident. If I'm scared that I might be like having an odor, that is going to totally throw off my confidence. So I love Lumi so I can feel confident that I'm smelling fresh every day. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Yes, anywhere. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Choose from a variety of bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code UUP for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code UUP at LumiDeodorant.com.
And then she likes that message. Hi, Tuesday?
Okay.
Haha, I can't wait to not watch those movies. Winky face.
Okay, so now we're getting sexy. And he writes, oh, you naughty girl.
Ha 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 ha. A monkey covering its eyes emoji.
Got me all riled up now.
Oops. Girl shrugging. Flirty emoji.
Wish you could help. It's for you. I just heard crickets go off and it did feel like they should go off. Wish you could help. It's for you. And it's the kissy face emoji and also the three hearts around the blushy face emoji. Wish you could see. Want to do to.
Wish you could see it.
Wish you could see it. Oh,
you mean like
he's talking about his penis? Oh my God. So I guess, so now thinking in terms of penis, got me all riled up. And then she writes, oops, and then wish you could help. So he's talking about his penis right now.
Yeah. Brought his penis into it.
Here's the confusing part about the penis.
Is the one that's texting her on the Sunday night. Yeah, the penis. Like, when can we hang out? We need to make a plan immediately.
I got to get that rush hour in. Yeah. We got two more. We got to finish the series. Yeah. Well, it's even weirder. This is a part that's foreign to me. He writes, got me all riled up. Then she writes, oops, shrugging. And then he writes, wish you could help. So now we're talking about his penis. He's riled up, penis. It's for you. And then these emojis don't match a boner. The kissing face emoji and the three hearts around the face emoji. That's not...
Right. It should be like an eggplant emoji or something.
Yeah. It's for you. And I'm blushing. Wish you could see it. Want to do tomorrow night?
She's probably thinking like, oh, like... He wants to see me so badly.
Yeah, urgently. I don't think she, because she hearts it's for you. I don't think she's
putting all this together.
She's putting it together as quickly as we are, which is not that quickly. We didn't know.
Right. And then she says, want to do tomorrow night. And she said, sure. What are we doing?
Dinner, drinks, rush hour 2 and 3. All of the above, hugs, tight hugs.
Down for dinner / drinks and hugs. Are you going into work tomorrow?
I sure am. I need some hugs badly.
Haha. Any reason why? What time does work usually end?
I'll be done by 6 and just want to feel held and held in return.
Aw, that's a very sweet thing to say. Let's say drinks at 6 then.
Beautiful.
See you tomorrow then.
Cannot wait.
Okay, so this is Sunday night. His penis has texted her and wants to hang out. It's thinking of her. It wants to. First, he asked her to hang out. She says Tuesday. He says, "Forget Tuesday. We're doing tomorrow."
I'm too hard. I gotta come. Yeah, I gotta see what happens to Chris Tucker. Yeah.
Okay, so they make this plan. Then Monday, it's Monday at 3.
Hey. How's your day been?
Hey, pretty good. Definitely a lot going on at work. We have a busy year ahead. How about you?
Busy year is a good thing.
Yeah, it's exciting. Smiley face. How's your day going?
Job security, LOL. My day is rough, and I hate to do this, but I don't think tonight is going to work. I masturbated in the bathroom at work, and now I don't really need you. No, I'm kidding.
He didn't say that, but I was thinking something similar.
So he writes, and I hate to do this, but I don't think tonight is going to work. Teary face emoji. I have too much to do. It's going to be a very late night.
And she says, teary emoji, it's okay. Sorry your day is rough. That really sucks. You're working so hard. What are you working on?
COVID performance survey, subcontractor job award approvals.
Oh, so fun. Well, let me know if you finish early. Otherwise, you think you'll be free tomorrow? Or is this like a multi-day thing?
This is going to be a few days. Hopefully not all week. I want to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was really looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. It would have been so nice.
All right. So those are the texts she sent.
This is a journey.
And then she says, so then she writes, we'll continue her email to us. She says, it's been a week since the last text. I've decided to stop texting him and just leave the ball in his court. But it would be nice to have some closure if it is over. It sucks that we went from texting every day to nothing. What do you think is happening here? Does he just want something casual or nothing at all, which is why he decided to cancel? Or is there a chance he's interested in something more? Also, what do you guys think about only doing FaceTime before hooking up? Will this situation always lead to something more casual from the guy's point of view? Or could this lead to something more serious? Also, side note, on our first date, he told me that we actually went to high school together. He was a senior when I was a freshman and we were on the track team together. Once he told me who he was, I absolutely remembered him, which made me like him more. Talk about sexy, hot senior, naive freshman. Oh, well. Sincerely, Rush during rush hour.
Man, this is a tough one because a lot of her questions, like we've gone through the text. I think we both have our opinions squared away on him and what this situation, what happened in this situation.
It's funny because it actually does seem like his penis was texting her on Sunday night. And then Absolutely. It was almost like an entirely different person texting her the next day. Like the urgency with which he wanted to see her.
Well, the minute you're right. You're absolutely right. And the minute he had an opening for casual, he tried to make it happen. See how that happened? He makes the date. And then, so when we said glimmer of hope, hey, what works for you? We should make sure we eventually watch, you know, like you're like, oh my God, he's back. And then they go to make she says, I can't wait to not watch movies together. The minute she texted that, he was like, oh, here's my shot. You know, like it was like,
I don't know why I thought she did a great job with the rest of the texting. I don't know why she said that.
Yeah. It kind of took her place from the, it took her back from the, and I don't want this to sound like we're blaming her. She texted what she texted. I think like when you're the honest one, the dishonest one is always going to be able to take advantage of you. Like, I think that's what's going on here. She's just trying to be honest and fun and flirty, and he's taking advantage of that. But when she did go back to say, I can't wait to not watch those movies together, because this guy doesn't want to go on a drinks date, because he doesn't want it to be more serious than you plopping over for some rush hour 2 and 3, he kind of saw an opening to take advantage of that, right?
Right. No, yeah. I'm not to blame her for that, but I just think she did such a good job by saying, like, and you said in the first text message, like where she was like, I felt like that was a little fast. I want to slow it down. I would have kept it more platonic than, like, it got a little sexual. Again, that's not her fault. I think he like was like pushing it there, and she like kind of like went with it to be fun and flirty. But to me, it was like clear that he just kept, I think when someone kind of persistently like pushing the same agenda, even though you've already told them that you're kind of looking to make it more than that, that's like a clear sign.
It's exhausting. Like, I feel for her because she needed to hold the line at like, hey, I'm not, because you did doesn't mean you have to. So like, just because you guys had a fun night of rush hour and had some sex and she said, I had a great time and now I'm looking back and I wish I had done it differently, that doesn't mean you're like have to go back to this like zone of like, and we won't be watching movies. Like, hey, how about we have another date where you try to impress me? Because you haven't impressed me yet. I feel less impressed walking away from this date. And it's like, I'm not saying everyone has to do this, but she's signing up for it. If you're going to sign up for, I'm going to do everything I can to get the second date, you have to make sure it's the second date you want and not try to appease someone with some like sexy talk about rush hour 2.
Right. You've got to like stick to it, I think, because that way you'll find out earlier if someone is just interested in that, and I think it will save you even more time. That seems like, I think it's a good thing that he like kind of pulled out of this what seems like it probably would have been like a hangout just sex date, because he's kind of like, I know what she wants, his penis was talking, but then he sobered up in a sense almost like that Monday, being like, oh yeah, I remember that she said she's like not trying to have sex, and like maybe I'll just get out of doing this all because that is what I'm looking for.
Yeah because to go to her questions, what do you think is happening here? I think we both agree that, like, what you're saying right now, like, he wants you casually. And, like, I think that he's going back and forth from, like, realizing that a second date at a restaurant isn't what he wants, and he'd rather have you just come over.
Right. And you don't want that. So I think he almost, like, did you a favor by canceling this thing, because I think you would have found that out after this date or the next date. And so you're saving some time here. In terms of what she says about, what do you think about only doing FaceTime before hooking up? What do you think of that?
I don't think she's looking for us to give her rules there. And that's not a rule I could ever give. Like, I think someone can get to know each other over FaceTime and have a connection and then go on a first date or go on a sleepover date and have it work out. I don't think that, like, I don't think like a FaceTime date is, I don't think guys see that as like, oh, can't wait for a more, I don't even have to go out to drinks. Like, I think a FaceTime date is actually like a very personable, like you're talking, seeing their face. It's better than texting.
Right. Yeah. I think the only thing I would say about that is don't let like the intimacy of like a FaceTime date over texting kind of make you feel more comfortable than is like than is really going on.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's not like, I can see how it would feel like we've already been on three dates, but you haven't really been on three dates. I don't think it's quite the same thing as going on three real dates. But not that she did anything wrong. I don't think like it's, I don't think the situation is that this guy would like you any more if you didn't hook up with him on that first date. I think it's just more this guy is looking to hook up in general, not about you or liking you or not liking you. And like, you just found that out earlier than maybe if you had insisted on, if he was like, come over, watch Rush Hour with me for your first date. And you were like, I'd rather go to a bar. If you said that conversation that you said to him after that date and you said it before the first date, I think you would have just found out this information again, like sooner than you already did. But you're already finding out kind of soon. It sounds like you had a good time. So I don't think, like, I wouldn't beat yourself up over that at all.
All isn't lost. I think the lesson, and a lot of times I agree with what you're saying, like this is, you know, you live and learn. But I think the learnable lesson here is just because something happened doesn't mean something will happen. I think she does the common theme in her email is like, you know, we FaceTime. Does that mean we couldn't have ever gotten serious? We hooked up on the first date. Does that mean I have to, you know, we couldn't have gotten to second date? None of that is true.
Right.
She even says like the most, and again, I know she wrote this as a side note, but I think this tells the whole story. On our first date, he told me that we went to high school together. He was a senior when I was a freshman. We were on the track team together. Once he told me who he was, I absolutely remembered him, which made me like him more. Talk about sexy, hot, senior, naive freshman. She's, again, even in that situation, she takes something from the past to mean something for the future. These are all like...
It's like an emotional... It's like she's thinking too far ahead or like kind of assuming things that aren't necessarily the case.
Yeah. And it's like, and also holding herself accountable for the past things that have happened. You kind of have to take dating, like, again, it's one date at a time. Like, that's kind of cliche. But at the same time, it's like you have to judge your interest in someone one date at a time. You went on that first date. You felt badly after that first date happened. Okay. I want a second type of second date. Hold to that. Because the minute she went to, and I don't think we'll be watching any movies, that was kind of, to me, that's her basically being like, well, we did have sex, so we can still be flirty. Right. No, the flirty, I don't want to be flirty with someone who doesn't want to take me to old Jones Wood Foundry, you know?
Well, it's funny because I feel like for the guy, right, he goes back and forth based on his penis, right? Where he's like, I want to see you. I want to see you right away. And in that moment, he probably like does want to see her, probably had fun with her, wants to hook up. But in the same way, I think when she texted him at that first time being like, I want to take things slower. I don't want it to be as sexual. You can also be in a different mindset than like the next time when you're feeling less like, you know what I mean? You're feeling a little more relaxed or less like you need to like be on guard. Maybe she felt like he had like agreed to that. I can see it in some ways. It's because like we're not the same person every day. Some days we're like more into like standing our ground, and other days we're kind of like, oh fuck it, like whatever, it's fine.
Sure.
So I think she should stick to that. It's hard. Yeah. I think if she's kind of like, well, I'm already like, you know, we're in a flirty conversation. I want to get him excited, and like she probably wouldn't have said that other day. Just like that other day, that guy probably wouldn't have made that date for Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. This is all hard, and you're absolutely correct. Like, the same things going on with him are happening with her in a little bit of a different way. It's just very interesting. She mentioned the high school thing, and it's like, now it makes sense that she would basically make a whole date for him and make it so easy for him, because, again, he kind of checks a few boxes and connects to her from a really tough, like a place only he can connect from. They know the same teachers. They know the same high school.
Right. She feels like a false sense of like comfort and intimacy with him, which isn't really the case, but I can see how it would feel that way. Also, like, it always feels, I don't know if guys feel this way too, but I feel like I remember when dating, it's like if someone went to the same college or went to the same high school or like knew the same people, I did feel like they were like vetted and safer and like three steps ahead of the person before that. I don't know if guys have the same feeling.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Knowing, having those things in common is just such a huge step because it's like, it feels like you're, you know, you're kind of putting on an old pair of pants, like not to compare a woman to an old pair of pants, but like there's just like the commonalities that you can't have with someone else. It's just so particular to just you and them.
The less totally random someone seems, I think the more excited and like the more you allow yourself to like mentally go to take the next steps, even if they're not really happening.
I would even say, like I say, beware of vacations and birthdays and global pandemics all the time. I would add, beware of the person you met on a dating app that you share a history with.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great motto. You know, because, put it on your dating profile.
because if you share, I had that with Penn State. I had that with Boston. I had that with Needham. I have that with like summer camps. Like I have that with so many things where I'm like, oh, and you do get carried away. Guys get carried away too. I'm like, they know the same things as me. We must be like each other. You just assume, you know?
It feels like your aunt's set up, but like, it feels like they would owe you something, but they don't actually owe you anything. It almost feels like they should.
Yeah, it feels like the ants, just like you were saying, the ants set you up with none of the embarrassment that comes with ghosting the person your aunt set you up with.
Totally. Well, that was our episode. I think we solved this issue. What do you think? We did it again.
That's a tough one. That's one. I love these screenshots because the story was told. I think people are going to really like this. And if you liked it, please share, subscribe. If someone shared this with you because it resembles your situation, get involved with our podcast. We're every Wednesday and Sunday. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, and send in your emails, uup@betches.com.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back, bringing us another scandalous and sexy season. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. In season 3, longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy odds and expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as famed gossip writer Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part 1 of Bridgerton now, only on Netflix.
Betches.